This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, the 16th day. January 2018. I can barely make it to the studio because the roads are iced up with snow and sleet across the state of Texas. There's been record snow in the middle of the Sahara Desert as well, not seen in hundreds of years. And Al Gore says that is the proof of man-made global warming. You need to pay money into his tax-free foundation. He's only brought in $3 billion total so far that he got close to a billion of himself. You need to pay Gore and Blood. I'm not joking. That's the name of the carbon trading company. Now, huge transmission today. The Dow has gone above 26,000 points, and it's continuing to rise. They're saying it looks like it's going to be 1,000 points this week alone. There's the headline on CNBC, Dow breaks 26,000 for the first time. Merck and United Health jump. And if you go back to the Drudge Report, you can see there some of the other amazing jobs numbers that are flooding in. And, of course, we've got lots of flashbacks right there. Jesse Jackson praises Trump for lifetime of service to African Americans. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that just special? Meanwhile, there's another link up on DrudgeReport.com, and that is the video interview we did yesterday. Actor exposes deep state war versus America, his relationship with Putin in the most wide-ranging Steven Seagal interview ever. And this isn't just about Steven Seagal. It's about hundreds and 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 hundreds of news articles yesterday, and only three of them quoted him from the interview. The others just said he denies it and then never showed why he denied it, pointing out that the lawyers involved are on record paying women when they make the allegations. Isn't that just incredible? And he got into the whole deep state connections, you name it. It was elements of the CIA that got him in touch with me to be on the broadcast. I know some of these individuals. I mean, you'd think when Moby talks about the CIA, leftist elements, asking him to put out this info about Trump being a Russian agent, why, that's big news. But when good guys in the government put me together with Steven Seagal to counter all this, and I've already been briefed by people in the Pentagon, you name it, we have it in the WikiLeaks, we have it in other documents, they're putting out this whole Me Too movement. We're close to the allegations, close to 50% have been proven to be false, to smokescreen the real abuses in Hollywood. And that's who's quarterbacking it, people like Oprah Winfrey, people like the Weinstein Group. This is a sick joke. Do I think Steven Seagal is innocent? Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. This is just incredible. You know, Seal, who's never had any allegations, he's been famous for 25, 30 years. I mean, I was listening to Seal in high school, okay? And never had any allegations, married to a supermodel, and he comes out and says Oprah Winfrey's despicable and basically pimps women for Harvey Weinstein. Boom! Allegation that he was improper with some woman. Pretty soon there's not going to be anybody out there who, quote, isn't improper. And now they're talking about segregating men and women on sets, in schools, you name it. That's really the leftist plan. And that brings us to what I'm going to cover when we return. Paul Watson has put out a devastatingly important video that's on Infowars.com that everybody needs to retweet, where he lays out everything we've covered the last 2 weeks. Not one, not two, not three, but four German state-run TV children's programs teach children to convert to Islam and teach young girls to date adult Muslim men. And then it shows the men dating the teenage girls on television. And you've got Canada normalizing underage marriages if it's Muslims and men having sex with little girls. If you're Muslim, it's okay. It's all coming up. The teenage brides straight ahead.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
In the last 24 hours, I have talked to some of the top industrialists in the world. I have talked to some of the top authors in the world, top journalists. I have talked to some of the top people currently and formerly in the Pentagon. And I have talked to some of the folks at the highest levels of the Central Intelligence Agency, you name it. And there is a direct move taking place globally, led by patriots in the United States, the UK, and Europe, to stop the globalist technocracy. The plan to set up a one-world government based on a cashless society with supercomputers controlling our everyday and setting up a world system that makes humans obsolete. The people fighting back against the globalists aren't heroes. They're survivalists. They're pro-human individuals that now understand that the wildest pipe dreams of the globalists 50 years ago, 60 years ago, of a one-world government were about to be realized, and that they really did plan to make the future of humanity obsolete in a wild dream that they're going to merge with machines. Elon Musk gave an in-depth interview to CNN that we're going to air clips of later in the broadcast, where he said everything I've said. There's a plan to destroy demographics in the West. There's a plan to collapse the world economy. There's a plan to bring in an anti-human technocracy. It is going to be a new dark age. The establishment wants this. We must stand against it. And Musk is working directly with patriots at the highest levels of the Pentagon and the president. I can tell you that. And I heard this years ago. I've now directly confirmed it. And I'm going to stop right there. But we are not living in a science fiction movie. We're living in science reality. And the future of our world's being decided right now. There is an anti-human, anti-woman, anti-man, anti-child, anti-family, anti-success system, a cultural virus that is designed to sabotage Western, open, egalitarian, liberal culture. Not modern liberal, that's the counterfeit, but classical Thomas Jeffersonian liberalism, which means true openness, true freedom. Low taxes, right to self-defense, right to live your life as you see fit, as long as you don't hurt somebody else. And into that, they're sabotaging Western culture while bringing in 10 million military-age men into Europe the last 4 years and literally running TV advertisements to children saying, marry Muslim men, convert to Islam. Canada is basically, by fiat, letting Muslim men marry 9-year-olds. I've got stacks of the news here. In front of me, Turkish state institution says girls can marry and get pregnant at 9. I want to air a Paul Joseph Watson report on this right now, ladies and gentlemen. The mass brainwashing of Germany, because Germany is the model for all of this and this takeover. And this video is on Infowars.com. It's on Newswars.com. I've retweeted it, Real Alex Jones. Retweet it, hammer it, because it condenses it all in together. Then when we come back, stock market at 26,000 as America comes roaring back from the dead like the mythical phoenix. And just incredible news across the board. A new missile alert. Another missile alert. Another ICBM alert that's false, but another one. That's coming up after the break. But first, Paul Joseph Watson's report.
So after Angela Merkel was dealt a stunning blow in the German election, catapulting the right-wing AfD to become basically the primary opposition force in Germany, partly as a result of the disastrous policy of allowing millions of Muslim migrants to flood into the country, which Merkel herself admitted was a huge mistake, after case of mass molestations, rape and sexual assault, after skyrocketing migrant crime figures, after numerous attempted and completed terrorist attacks, Germany must finally be taking strong action to halt the spread of Islamism within its culture, right?
Allah. Sag das mal. Allah.
Allah.
Oh.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, weil ich jetzt Muslima bin.
What you just watched was a clip from a German public television soap opera where a mother converts to Islam in front of her son. Companies putting hijabi women in their ads is one thing, but a soap star literally telling her son that all children are Muslims takes it to another level. Here's another clip from German television depicting the normalization of the hijab.
Enjoy difference, start tolerance.
Another documentary broadcast on German public TV favorably presented a relationship between a 16-year-old German girl and an adult Syrian man. The Muslim migrant tells his girlfriend to dress modestly and consider converting to Islam. Meanwhile, public television is also set to broadcast a movie that depicts a family having to flee a collapsing Germany and seek refuge in Africa to escape a right-wing extremist government that persecutes Muslims. Following an Islamic terror attack by a Syrian migrant, Germany's Tele 5 changed its logo to include an Islamic crescent. Germany's top public broadcaster ZDF admits that it censors information about rapes if they're committed by Muslim migrants. Germans are being told to learn Arabic, to not fly the German flag because it might offend migrants.
It's police telling them you're no German flags allowed in Germany. It's like the Ninth Circuit ruled no American flags on the West Coast.
German scientists have even proposed mass drugging the population with oxytocin, a drug that increases feelings of trust, so they feel more accepting of migrants. What we're witnessing in Germany is nothing less than the mass indoctrination of the population. This is a huge re-education program aimed at normalizing Islam. Germans are being trained that they need to assimilate to Islamic mores and cultural norms, not the other way around. This is why women are being told to travel in groups. This is why gender-segregated safe zones are being set up in major cities for major events. This is submission. This is total capitulation. The only pushback has been increased support for AfD and stunts like this one, where a group plastered "It's okay to be German" signs across major cities. Maybe more Germans would feel free to speak out if they weren't being arrested for offensive social media posts. This is happening all across the entire continent of Europe. And the reason is quite simple. When a society loses faith in its culture, loses faith in its heritage, more aggressive doctrines, belief systems and cultures will rush in to fill the void. What's the end goal? The replacement of the population. Oh, don't take my word for it. Listen to the far-left politicians who proudly announce that very agenda.
Unsere Gesellschaft wird sich ändern. Unsere Stadt
Our society will change. Our city will change radically.
Ich bin der Auffassung, dass wir in
20-30 years will no longer be German majorities in our cities.
Mehrheiten mehr haben in unserer Stadt. Das ist das.
This will be what we will have in the future.
Und ich sage Ihnen noch ganz deutlich,
and I want to make it very clear, especially towards those right wingers. This is a good thing.
Skilled immigration. And I want Germany to remain Germany. Multiculturalism isn't about diversity. It's about power. It's about leftist political parties importing future generations of voters at the cost of the identity and security of their own country. If Germany was importing millions of Australians or Japanese, it wouldn't be anywhere near as big a problem. But you can't import millions of people who can't speak the language, or in many cases illiterate, and immediately go on welfare. People who follow a belief system that treats women as second-class citizens. People who are more prone to violent criminal behaviour. Without that, changing the fundamental nature of society. Is it any wonder Germany has now followed France in having its own migrant no-go zones? Is it any wonder that migrants were responsible for a 92% increase in reported violent crimes in Germany? Is it any wonder that German cities with the highest population of migrants also have the highest crime rates? Is it any wonder that female genital mutilation cases in Germany are soaring? Is it any wonder that honor killings are on the rise? Is it any wonder historic Christian churches are being demolished as mosques and Islamic centers multiply across the country? Is it any wonder terrorism cases in Germany have increased by more than 900% in 5 years? To the point where children's playgrounds have to be guarded by armed police? And what solution has Germany's grand coalition government offered to address all this? They're going to continue letting in 200,000 mostly Muslim migrants a year. Every year, while mass brainwashing the German public that German culture no longer exists and that the Islamization of their society is natural, normal, and shouldn't be resisted. When the Stasi inflicted a reign of psychological terror on the German people, they achieved it via a combination of relentless propaganda and threats of arrest and internment for anyone who dared speak out. 28 years after the fall of the Stasi, many Germans are now asking, does that much really change?
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You hate me, I hate you right back. I don't do what I do because I hate people. I do it because I love my family. I love justice. I love civilization. And this is not where we're going. If you're a radio listener, I have on screen a photo of a 10-year-old girl married to the, 69-year-old tribal chief. That is a photo out of Afghanistan. And I've got the news articles right here. Canada, Turkey, you name it, are now moving to legalize adult Muslim men having 9-year-old wives. But, oh, it's their religious freedom. We must accept it. But a man talking to a full-grown woman or opening the door for her is a microaggression. Western culture is evil. Men need to let their wives get the degrees, and they need to stay home. If you go into downtown Austin, that's what you see. And, again, it's total mental illness. It's not about empowering people. A well-known sheikh in Canada with a large international following was adamant that she was to be married and initiated the sponsorship process to bring her prospective husband over from the Middle East. And again, that is little girls. Anna was supposed to marry a man 3 times her age, but fled her family before they could make her say her vows. It's so rare to have the media even report on this, or when they do, they promote it as something good. If you just tuned in, we just aired a special report by Paul Joseph Watson where not one, not two, but four different children's programs in Germany, state-run, tell children to convert to Islam. They have trips in England and in Germany and in Sweden where you go visit the mosque, not the church. You praise Allah in school. And then they show 14- and 15-year-old girls hugging and kissing their 25-year-old Muslim, so-called Syrian migrant boyfriend. That's called statutory rape. And if a German does it, he's going to prison. Super tight laws, total enforcement if a German wants to date a German younger. I mean, if you're 19, you date a 16-year-old, you're going to jail. Look it up. But if you're a Muslim, they have state-run TV saying, girls, if you want a man, the German men have been taught to be real passive and not to go out and pick, you know, people up, even their own age. But the Muslim men are all over you, and the girls respond, and the parents are taught not to help them, and a lot of them end up getting shipped out of the country. It's very well known, because no one in Europe will warn young women, don't get on an airplane with that guy promising you riches. He flies women out every couple months. I'm not particularly saying this guy, but that's a big business for the Muslims, is getting young girls and flying them out of the country. So, again, that's coming up. But first, Turkish state institution says girls can marry and get pregnant at aged 9. Islamic religion body follows Muhammad's lead. Here's another one. Anger as underage migrant and controversial teen love children's documentary revealed as an adult. Teen love. But it's not showing a 25-year-old German. No, that's improper. anger as underage migrant and controversial teen love children's documentary reveals an adult. And here's the latest video. Pray to Allah. Kit Daniels wrote this story. Soap opera tells German kids Germans should convert to Islam. And he does convert to Islam on the video with his mother leading him and teaching him to do it. Netflix accused of glamorizing child sex trafficking with baby drama about children having sex and liking it. Inspired by a scandal in Rome, in which teenage students from the city's wealthy district were said to have sold sex to buy designer clothes and mobile phones, glamorizing 14 and 15-year-old girls, turning themselves into prostitutes, priming the pump. Meanwhile, this is just breaking today. Facebook says group wanting to burn alive Christian mom meets community standards. She's joining us on Friday. A Facebook group wanting to burn alive a U.S. Christian pro-family activist who takes bold stances against feminism, political correctness, and the LGBT community doesn't go against community standards, according to Facebook. Conservative blogger Elizabeth Johnston, also known as the Activist Mommy, took umbrage when she found a Facebook group called I Will Find the Activist Mommy and Burn Whoever Runs It Alive. And Facebook says you are allowed to say that you're going to kill her. But no one else is allowed to even respond back or we'll ban you. Every Swedish household to receive guide on how to handle terrorist attacks. That's right. It'll be the first time since World War II. Right-wing Italian politician causes a stir saying migrants wipe out white race. And the whole point is the UN, the globalists, the left say in all their speeches whites are bad, but this is being done to get rid of white people. Again, they're not trying to bring in populations from Latin America or somewhere else because Germans aren't having kids. They're bringing people in from Islamic countries, the very poorest, the very most dangerous, and telling them, we're going to convert to you. We're going to cut women's genitals off. We're going to throw gays off buildings. We're going to make women wear hijabs in public. That state-run German TV tells women, wear the hijab now. Children's programs tell little girls, do this. They show little boys converting to Islam because that's what we're supposed to do. Meanwhile, Emma Watson writes open letter apologizing for her white privilege. Emma Watson is not just crazy in the head. She's playing a role Hollywood elites want her to play. Sarah Sanders slams CNN's Chris Cuomo for referring to White House aide Raj, whatever his name is. That's not racist, even though I don't like Cuomo. But this is the mental illness where political correctness eats its own. Meanwhile, hospital horror as knifeman attacks patients in UK hospital, and the police have barred the religion of the individual being released, but he was screaming Allah Akbar. Meanwhile, every few days I see a new fake false flag where Muslims are attacked. There's all these fake movies and TV shows that show Muslims being attacked by evil Christians and evil Americans. But another one, hijab attack condemned by Canada's prime minister, was a hoax. An 11-year-old Toronto girl who claimed she was attacked because of her hijab fabricated the story according to local police, and it goes on from there. Really, you think so? The whole leftist thing is about fabrication. And then, major security company that worked for years on House of Cards has now gone public saying that he would not shake black people's hands, Kevin Spacey, and said, get the N-words off my set, and they were fired. And the reason I believe it is his brother's on record saying his father was a devil-worshipping Nazi who raped them all, and that he fought against it, but that Kevin converted to it. And Spacey is known for this. And again, you get around high-level leftists, man, they are the most racist, vicious people you've ever seen. And of course, Hitler said he thinks Germans should convert to Islam. Look that up. It's a very sick, sick group of people. And of course, Hitler was allied with Islam in World War II. But if you tweet that in Germany, you get arrested, even though there's photos and famous books written about it. We'll be back, though, with the latest. There was another ICBM red alert, false alert that just happened.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in the next segment, James O'Keefe, fresh off of the biggest stories in the country, footage of top Twitter executives bragging about how they save your private naked photos and videos of you, your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and they trade them on the dark web. It's just incredible how they revel in violating your privacy and your rights. It's all part of the sick, leftist, globalist culture that has created a superclass that is above the law and censors and controls civilization. And they brag that they're bad, but not as bad as Google and not as bad as Facebook, which I agree. They're even worse. Zuckerberg says, you trust me? You're a dumb effer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, fresh off Saturday's 33-minute delay in telling the people of the Hawaiian Islands, our 50th state, that the nuclear attack announcements of an incoming North Korean ICBM missile was a false alarm, we now have Japan, just hours ago, issuing a false alarm over launch days after Hawaiian alert. And reportedly, there's been a couple of these. Japanese public broadcaster NHK issued a false alarm saying North Korea appeared to have launched a missile on Tuesday and urged people to take shelter, but it managed to correct the error within minutes. It was sent out, again, of the EAS alert systems that our very own DARPA put in because the U.S. global SPAC system runs Japan, as everybody knows. The mistake took place at a tense time in the region following North Korea's largest nuclear test to date in September and its claim in November that it had successfully tested a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile that could reach all of the U.S. mainland. North Korea regularly threatens to destroy Japan and the United States, Reuters reports, but there are no immediate reports of panic other than disruptions following the NHK report. A similar gaffe caused panic in the USA of Hawaii over the weekend. Let's talk about this. They have at least five fail-safe systems on our main missile defense base on Kauai that then is the early warning system for the entire United States that's ground-based. Of course, the main systems are satellite-based. They've got interceptor missiles based there, you name it. And they've got the mobile units that are based there that then sail out to Asia that are now in South Korea. And those anti-missile systems, those defense systems, are some of the best in the world, probably the best. But there's five layers of sign-offs before you activate the civilian alert system. So to say that, oh, someone accidentally did this is impossible. They're saying, oh, someone took credit for it, but they've been reassigned. They haven't gotten in trouble. That means someone fell on their sword. Something else happened here, ladies and gentlemen. And one thing you can do is not hack into the main system, but hack into the cell phone system of EAS that interfaces with it. Just like hackers don't hack into the main DMV at your state level and take over the signs on the highway and, you know, say silly things. I mean, that's happened hundreds of times that we know of. Or say mean things or you name it. Or say, hey, hi, we're 4chan. Hi, we're hackers. Just to show the vulnerability. They don't hack into the main system. They hack into an individual road, an individual sign. And so that could also be what happened here. What we're being told is absolutely not true. And sure enough, media began to blame Trump and say that if we weren't in this crisis with North Korea, this wouldn't have happened. So it's Trump's fault. Simply incredible. And so we have to ask ourselves, why was MSNBC at the very missile base the day before doing a video report on the missile system in the room with the equipment? Just very, very strange that they're there covering it and then this happened. I'm not saying they're involved. I'm just pointing out that this is being blamed on the president. 2 weeks after Trump said, we have a bigger red button than you do, following Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea, coming out and saying to the world, I have a red button, I have a nuclear arsenal, I may destroy the United States at any time. Reuters actually gets it right here, where it says, North Korea regularly threatens to destroy Japan and the United States. That's in the article I just read. But our media normally, when they talk about Trump, don't add that. They just said Trump randomly came out and said, we've got a bigger nuclear arsenal than you do, and ours works. So why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? Why are they criticizing the president? Because it's any way to undermine this country. So finally, North Korea came out today and said, you're mentally ill. This is a spasm of mental illness by your president talking about your red button. In response to North Korea saying, Kim Jong-un saying in a speech, we have a nuclear button, and we are preparing to preemptively blow up South Korea, Japan, and the U.S. We will destroy your entire countries. Everyone will be dead. Total destruction. Trump goes, okay, well, I wouldn't do that. We got a bigger button, and it works. That's a very measured response. Our media ignores what Kim Jong-un says. They'll mention it as a footnote sometimes and just act like the president just randomly came out and did this. That what the president just randomly hallucinated this, and then when the North Korean dictator responds, he follows suit with our media and says, you're crazy, you're insane. In fact, guys, pull up his exact quote, because I had it here in the stack. Pull up, North Korea finally responds to Trump's red button comment, and then it's got the quote. He says, you've had a spasm of insanity, is the quote. You are insane. Trump needs to be removed. North Korean dictator directly lined up, ladies and gentlemen, with our media. Simply amazing. But if you look at who our media is and who the telecoms are and who the big internet companies are and who Silicon Valley is, Elon Musk has told you they're a bunch of crazy nihilists who think they worship this god of AI, and they've got their employees censoring everybody. They've got their employees saying, shut down InfoWars, shut down Project Veritas. They've got their employees running around insanely everywhere. And now James O'Keefe has done it again with Project Veritas, as he said he would do last Friday. They released the footage yesterday. We're going to go to break in a moment. But this is a big, big deal. We played clips yesterday of them bragging how they save your naked photos and videos, how they save them for their own personal use. And it's just the incredible culture of arrogance. He's also got his new book out that we'll also tell you about after this break we're about to go to. But there's the headline, InfoWars.com. Hidden cameras capture hundreds of Twitter employees spying on everything. Now, we take you to James O'Keefe. He just got the chair. James, I see you got the cover of the book behind you. Pravda, we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. We've only got a minute and a half. Okay. Wow, a huge breaking story of the Stasi wannabes over at Twitter.
Yeah, Alex, this is amazing. We actually have a senior network security engineer on tape saying there are hundreds of people at the company that mine through your personal direct text messages on Twitter. These sex messages, I don't send these, but many Americans send them to their girlfriend or wife. And they're saying that they store them in a database. This guy is talking about that. This is a senior level engineer talking about sharing these messages with your ex-girlfriends, illegitimate wives, using it in divorces. And Twitter has issued, Alex, they're taking this story very seriously. They just issued a statement last night to BuzzFeed. The mainstream media is paying attention now. And they're saying they're vehemently denying this, but they are also saying that a lot of the information is technically accurate in BuzzFeed's article. So a lot to talk about.
Wow, that's some amazing spin. How are they going to try to get out of this time?
Well, I mean, they're not going to be able to because the cracks are forming in the mainstream dam, Alex. People like Glenn Greenwald, who broke the Ed Snowden story, he's looking at this now. It's a privacy issue. It's not a right-wing issue, and it's not a conspiracy theory because they're on tape saying it. They said, well, Keith claims, I'm not the one who made the claim. The senior network security engineer hired by the CEO of Twitter is saying in yesterday's video, which was the banner of Drudge Report, by the way, I think it's still up there, and he says that we have 400 people at the company, which mine through your
This is beyond 1984. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps.
Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, James O'Keefe from Project Veritas is our guest. They've got the new book just came out today, American Pravda, My Fight for Truth in the Era of Fake News. James O'Keefe, bestselling author of Breakthrough. You can get that, again, at bookstores everywhere, Project Veritas. James, where's the best place for people to get American Pravda?
I don't want to give Bezos the traffic. Maybe BarnesandNobles.com. All the proceeds actually go to our nonprofit organization. It's being donated, so it's a great book. Alex, I'll just say one thing about this book real quick. George Orwell said in 1984 that the party, the opposition, the state, does not want you to believe the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their most essential command. And at Veritas, we want you to believe the evidence of your eyes and ears. We want you to trust your own judgment. Common sense. So we give people actual video and audio tape that contradicts narratives. In this book, it talks about the triumph and tragedies of our team, which takes on the deep state, which crosses the Rio Grande River in disguise, and the DHS detains us. The government detains me at the borders. It's an amazing read. It reads like a spy thriller novel, and it's a required reading in journalism schools one day. I guarantee you that.
James, looking at this current climate that we're in right now, and looking at the massive admitted censorship that nobody has exposed more than Project Veritas. WikiLeaks has also shown the coordination between the deep state, the Democrats, and mainstream media. And now they're openly intensifying the censorship, and then you catch them admitting they're censoring. Let's get back into the fallout, and we'll get more into the book. And I want to have you back up for 30, 40 minutes as soon as this latest firestorm's over so we can really drill into the book itself, and I want to sell it as well as InfoWarsStore.com. I want to buy a couple thousand copies because it's so important for people to understand the history of what's been unfolding to know why you've been so successful as a blueprint for others. But separately, bombshell undercover video, Twitter engineers admit censoring conservatives. That was last week. This week, they admit they're spying and saving your messages. And I've noticed that whenever your stories are trending, they block them. So they're also trying to censor this. I mean, let's get into the rest of the story here.
Well, Alex, the latest response from Twitter is alarming. A Twitter corporate issued a statement. I got it in front of me. I'm going to read it. Twitter disputes these claims to BuzzFeed, quote, "We do not proactively review DMs, period," unquote, contradicting the statements made by the employees. However, BuzzFeed reported Twitter did not answer questions about the number of employees who have such access or the specifics or precautions it takes to protect sensitive user data. One Twitter employee told BuzzFeed, quote, "What O'Keefe reported is, quote, technically accurate to a degree, but exaggerated for effect by drunk idiots." That's their latest statement. So they're calling their own people idiots for telling the truth. Again, these employees are telling the truth, and it's not my claim, Alex. I'm not the one making these claims. I just show people in their own words. I use their own words and their own tapes. But this is an extraordinary story, Alex. It's three videos, censorship, shadow banning, and I think all your users now know what that means. It means that when you tweet out to your followers that the engineers can create algorithms using keywords like redneck and American flag to specifically censor or mute what you tweet so that your followers don't see it. You think that they're seeing it. They're actually not. They're on tape explicitly saying this is what they do. Big story, and the cracks in the media dam are now breaking.
And central to this is how Google, Facebook, Twitter, CNN, MSNBC, in the past, they would cover when you blew Akron wide open or all the other feats and exploits, you know, against these tyrants. But now they pretty much ignore you, or they just throw out a few lies about you and then disregard what you've actually done, the huge stories. But because of Drudge, because of InfoWars, because of Veritas, because of all the platforms we have, because of all the listeners and viewers that hand share the information, the videos still get millions and millions and millions and millions of views. And now that's why they're moving with their so-called net neutrality that Obama put in to try to block and shut down our sites themselves. We've even had the Democrats on the Federal Elections Commission say we should all be shut down because we're political and our speech needs to be regulated, violating the First Amendment. So if it wasn't for Trump right now, if we had Hillary in, she admitted that they were going to go ahead to the next level of not just blocking us on Facebook, Twitter, Google, and those platforms, but actually coming to shut us down ourselves.
Well, Alex, there's a whole chapter in this book, American Pravda, about the history of propaganda. And this F.A. Hayek, an Austrian economist, said that if it doesn't fit the narrative, they want to prohibit information that is not the official party line. The word party is like a metonym for government or state or deep state or establishment. If the information goes outside of the ordained propaganda narrative, it shouldn't be allowed. And the engineer in the tape is a remarkable videotape. It shows nine engineers, one of them says, quote, "We want to ban a way of talking." So they literally want to censor ideas. You may say, well, Twitter's a private company. They can do what they want. Well, to a degree, but these companies are kind of work with the government hand in hand. And also, by the way, users should know what they're signing up for. Twitter bills itself as the public town square, the electronic town square, and they should be honest with people. Alex, progressive muckrakers used to go after private corporations. Upton Sinclair exposed the meatpacking industry. Chicago Sun-Times would go into these city halls, government bureaus. Journalism used to be a thing. But nowadays, when you do it, you're maligned and attacked, and every single one of these attacks is a badge of honor. I think you're the tip of the spear, because thanks to people like you and Hannity and other people who actually call for comment and report this stuff, you shame the mainstream media. I'm not saying the mainstream media is powerless. They have the ability to humiliate, shame, and target members of Congress, Republicans. People are afraid of what they can do. The scarlet letter that they brand on your forehead. They call you a racist. They call you names. Alex, I think those names, every single one of them, is a badge of honor. And I, if nothing else, I have to sort of tell people, don't be afraid. It's okay. Just keep going. Keep trucking along. As Churchill said, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. And we'll continue. We will do, because there are more videos inside Twitter coming.
And by the way, one big problem that conservatives, libertarians, patriots have is we are rugged individualists. At least we're shooting for that. We don't want to be SJWs. And we don't tend to really complain or whine or jump up and down like they do. But imagine if the left was being censored like this. Imagine if college campuses were saying this weekend no blacks are allowed on campus like Evergreen. Or if a professor says that's racist, they then get fired. And it's not even black people running this. It's the left trying to invoke racial divide, as the WikiLeaks say. They go, we've got to go to culture war. They're in there calling their own constituents desperate baristas living in their mother's basements, and they want to keep them in their mother's basements. And here's the stock market at 26,000 because Trump's just taken off some of the controls. Here's jobs coming back, the lowest black unemployment ever recorded. And you would think that Trump, who used to get awards from NAACP, was lynching black people. I mean, it's just to see them go from a 10 on the Richter scale to like a 15, and to see the fake news go from insane to cartoon level, I'm wondering how much further are they going to go, James O'Keefe?
Well, Alex, it's like this quote from the White House, which is a single source quote from a Democrat who has political motivations, and there's no audio video evidence of it. Now, I don't know whether it was said or not, but what I do know is a quote in the Washington Post. Follow the logic here, because this is about as illogical and irrational as you can get. It says, quote, there's no evidence to suggest that he did not say these things. Well, what the heck is that? There's no evidence to suggest that he didn't say it? Well, Veritas has evidence, audio video evidence, of 9 Twitter engineers actually saying that they have hundreds of people that mine your private sexed messages to your wife and girlfriend, that they shadow ban people for being patriots. I mean, this is a propaganda war, Alex. And by the way, identity politics and hysteria and all this crap, the one way to break through those narratives is to expose facts, is to put video into the ether and shame them. They can be shamed. There still is a degree of shame in their hearts. We just have to expose it and outrage the people, because journalism used to be about afflicting the comfortable and comforting the afflicted. And now the establishment comforts the powerful. And it's incumbent upon us, you and me and your audience, to do the job. American Pravda tells the story, and it's a fascinating story to tell. It tells the story of what is required to do it.
Well, please come back next week for a longer interview. We're going to drill into American Pravda. If it's the last thing I do, we're going to carry the book at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody should get the book today and should give it to their friends and family, should read it, should also donate it to the local library, should donate it to local journalism schools, because this is real journalism. Journalists now want to be celebrities, and the establishment puts them up there on TV as long as they play along. And so they're not journalists. They are political hacks. You're engaging in original journalism, true investigative journalism, point blank range, their own words. And it shows an arrogant, hateful culture, and a new superclass of these technocrats that are trying to rule over flyover country while peddling racism and sexism and all this garbage. So James O'Keefe, we salute your amazing work. Can't wait to when's the next bomb going to drop?
We've got more videos, maybe tomorrow. Today, the book launches today. So I'm going on all these interviews promoting the book, Alex. So I think the best thing your audience can do to help today is go online and purchase American Pravda.
That's right.
Book.
Great job. We'll today. Be back. Thank you so much, James O'Keefe. Stay with us. A bunch of other guests I haven't told you about.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.